Welcome, everybody. I'm Peter Dostal, and you are listening to podcast How I Met My Architect. I am on a two-month journey in Italy. This project is supported by Goethe Institute and Culture Moves Europe. Last month, I spent in Milano, and right now I'm in 1 month in Rome. And that's a great opportunity to talk with a world-known architect, Maximiliano Fuksas. Welcome, Mr. Fuksas. It's a pleasure to meet you.
For me too.
Today, we don't have time to speak much deeper to each of your projects.
You need one life because it's some thousands project.
But since you are a global architect, let's warm up a little bit. How tough is to be global? How tough is to design a project for the different cultures?
No, the most tough project was in Italy. Really, not. I think that it's a very banal to say that each country is completely like the others. Every country is the same. Sometimes it's a little bit different, but always the problem is always this. You need to have one concept. Okay, you can have. You are an architect, you need to have a concept. After you have to convince, you try to convince someone that your future project will be fantastic. This is the most difficult.
Okay. But how do you persuade those clients, especially because you are serving the organic forms and very spectacular and complicated architecture? And how do you persuade those clients for your vision?
I decide always with whom I want to work. I never accepted to be only some people that make some concept drawing that the client wants. I try to give him something else, more. I try to give him a part of my dream, of my dreams. I try him to help him to live better the life. Because the life is fantastic. We love the life, but sometimes it's very ugly. Then you have to give something, some happiness with the project to someone. My client is not one man, one lady, one person, one woman. The client is the world. Human being is my client. I try to work for a human being. It's part of my life.
You are doing architecture for more than 40, 50 years, probably?
More than 50.
More than 50. But you kind of choose this approach of organic architecture, yeah? And you spent there like for these 50 years. And why? Why this approach?
We call it the organic, but in some way, even the Greek architect, they did the organic. Why? Because the proportion of the building is a human proportion, always. Golden section. It's normal for us, for the men.
And when you are talking about human proportions, there is a couple of buildings, like, for example, skyscrapers, which are out of the human scale.
The problem of the scale is different. The scale, the problem is, you know, how much one tall building or small buildings is inside. There is always the human proportion, always. Even if you do 1 mile, we did Fiera di Milano, the promenade of Fiera di Milano is 1 mile exactly, 1.6 kilometers. The good scale is not high, it's the relation with the people that has to be there, has to walk inside, has to touch. Even if organic, because you walk inside, I work a lot during the building site, on the top, on the roof of the Fiera di Milano. Let's say it's glass roof. It's very organic. But I work there with 1,200 workers there on the top.
You made the project La Nuvola in a Euro neighborhood, which was built by Mussolini that time, right? Because he wanted to establish the new city center.
Sorry, it's wrong. Because Mussolini wanted to build this in the 42, want to finish. 42. It started when Hitler came in Roma. He did a trip in Roma with Mussolini, I don't know, in 38, I think, something like this. And they They announced that he announced that it was this project for a new town. But after work came, we are lucky that they didn't win the war, and then they is quite all finished after the war, Leo.
Okay, but let's compare the human scale, yes, what we were talking before, because when you are walking through the Rome streets, like really human scale, very tiny, and when you are walking there through this the big boulevard, this is the place where I see the difference in a human scale.
I disagree. One day, I tell you one story. One day, I was in Rome. I was living in Paris at that time. I was in one narrow street, like you say. I saw the sky. The sky was a very small part in between the buildings. And after I say, I was always looking from where I have my idea, inspiration, in Roma. Why? Because after that you have been in narrow street, after you are Piazza Navona, completely out of scale. Then you start with a compression and after an explosion. This is something that I did all my life. I used it to have compression and after open.
Yeah, but when you are going through the street,
yes,
there is only open. There is only the big boulevards, the big spaces. There is no compression.
There is some building inside, one side or another. It's always building. Otherwise, there is nothing.
You have done more than 1,000 projects, right? How deep you are involved in your projects? Because it's impossible to be part of every project.
This one friend of mine is a very clever. He say, how many details you did for La Nuvola, for Congress? He said, 3,500. All the details I do. And you? No, I use always the same. Because when it is a good detail, I say, I can use this because it works. I say, never. Each project has different details in my work. We are no bibliothèque of details. I don't want... I kill all my collaborator assistant that can do this. I don't want to do this. Every project has to be different.
But isn't it helpful, you know, because that's the knowledge which you can use to another project. You can help yourself a little bit, but you don't.
No, so this is no knowledge. This is to copy some details. And it's why I have to do in one project, I don't know. It's in Bordeaux. I have you to use this in Frankfurt. Even because in Bordeaux there is some copper green. I used this green only one time in my life.
Not a lot of architects.
It's everybody has the way to live. This is what is great in architecture and in life. Otherwise, we have only one woman and one man and thousand person. No, it's good. This is, I think it works.
And what is your current position in the studio?
We have Roma, Paris, Shenzhen, Saudi Arabia. We make drawings from the morning to the evening.
And for how many hours are you working per day?
You know, in the life you have 90% of the time that is work time. 90% of the... If you see... Honestly, because you have 8 hours to sleep.
When you are working so intense for the whole life, have you feel sometimes that you are burnt out?
Oh, nobody. I want to be always forward. I want to discover something. I want to use, there is always new. This is old because it's 2 years, this screen. But we have a screen down that is... 3 millimeters that LG gave out the MIDI screen. It's fantastic, but it's nothing. There is something new, all the program, all the way. Grasshopper is old. We have a new one. There is something else, something more, artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Do you work with that?
No, I don't work. I don't say. The other someone in the office try to work this. Allora, they take, I take this guy. I say, what do we do with this? He say, but you see, if you do this project with this artificial intelligence, this project looks like many others. He say, why? Think, see, Picasso, when he did the Demoiselle d'Avignon, was nothing before. He did for the first. Cubism was the first. He was the first. If before you cannot have artificial intelligence, then you have to start always to have something new. Otherwise, you have always the same project. But you can use intelligent artificial, but for other things, not for idea concepts. You use this only for services, for facilities, for organization. This you can have, but not for this. The brain cannot work with this.
We, like the people, we always have to put some inputs.
Yes, because otherwise you are postmodern. Artificial intelligence is postmodern because you use all what is done in the past, not in the future.
The intelligence, artificial one, has the performance. That's what we are not able to do. And that could be the benefit because you cannot check all of the options.
But you don't check, you decide the project. I want to do something that I have not seen before.
And are you successful to do this?
Well, sometimes, yes. No, every day. Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, because there is a quote like, everything was invented
yes,
already.
You see, no.
But still you have to make the decisions, as you said.
Yes.
Which are like...
You decide.
You decide. Based on what? On aesthetics?
No,
or a feeling?
Never.
Or knowledge? Oh.
No. It's something, a decision between one element or another. Perhaps some part is more erotic, some part is more hard. But it's the body combination with the both.
You said that the worst or the most complicated projects are in Italy. Why is it like that? When is your home
it's
country?
It's complex. No. Italy is more complex. If you want to build here, it takes a lot of time, many energy. Fight a lot. It's not easy. Italy was a fantastic country in the 50s, 60s. It was very good stuff. After it was there is too much politics. I love politics, but it's too much.
And you think that in architecture field there is like just the boundaries?
But it was very difficult. I was very lucky because. Mitterrand people discovered me when I was without money, no well known. I did only a few projects. They wanted to bring me in Paris with this idea, with this concept. They saw one image, one building that I built. They have seen some journalists in France of Architecture d'aujourd'hui. He said, I want to see him. Nobody knows me. He asked to some architects my telephone number, and nobody gave him. He came in Roma to visit me and to see my building site. And after he said, start in his way. Mm-hmm. This is the way.
Nice.
There is something more, but it's quite this.
Okay.
The start. Was the director of Architecture d'aujourd'hui.
When I was asking that you are 80 years old, you are like full of knowledge and full of experience. I'm sure that you don't want to waste time anyhow. What are the most interesting topics for you now in architecture?
To build what we didn't build. I want to build a city. Now we are involved in the project of this piece, NEOM.
But probably is the most, like the biggest project in the world and like the most visionary project in the world. But could we talk about it or not?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Like in a very conceptual way.
Yeah, it's
But this project in Saudi Arabia, it's a like 178 kilometers. Whoa. But
and 200 meters and 500 meters.
Yes. But you are collaborating on this project with a lot of good architects. How is this collaboration working?
But it's no, we don't speak each other. No.
So how is
we
it possible?
We meet sometime, and one time in Jeddah, another time Venice for exhibition that I did with a few one. It's that the idea is very simple. They want to start this, they want to involve this, they change idea. I love this because it's the way to think. To experimentation, there is no man in the world. Mm-hmm. How many possibilities do we have? In China, we build airport, I build towers, airport, but something that is completely unusual to speak about this.
But this project in desert?
It's not really desert, it's from water to mountains.
But it's still through the desert, right?
Strange desert.
Or let me say, unfriendly environment.
No.
No?
Fantastic. Beautiful colors, beautiful atmosphere. It's unbelievable. It's a dream. The idea is to bring all in one line.
Yes.
To bring there 9 million of people. They don't want to destroy all the land.
And what kind of the real benefit for society you see in this project? Because those, like, let me say, Saudi Arabian clients, they push everything through the money. And they want to build the most spectacular project in the world.
I don't know, really. It's for me, it's the quality of this project is that you have possibility to make experimentation. There are not so many possibilities in the world. Not many people pay you this to experiment, to involve, to improve something. There is not nobody. Mm-hmm. Even Elon Musk doesn't say this. Egypt, Sharm el Sheikh, they destroyed everything. This is not this. This is not the concept. They don't want to do Dubai.
Because the Dubai was the concept, like, yeah, we know that this is not a good environment and this is not a place for the city, but we will do it. We will show you how we can do it.
Yeah. But it's, yes, but it's, Dubai is completely different because it's calculation to do money. This is not to do money.
And do you know when it should be finished?
No, nobody can say. I don't think in this way. I think like experimentation.
Yeah. You and your wife, like a couple, it's very unique that there is not that much studios in the world.
The wife is compressed down, is pushed down.
No, but let me ask you that, do you talk about something else than architecture at home, or you are just like living with that all the time?
First of all, we live together since more than 40 years. We speak about everything. Because if you think that there is only way, architecture is not the life. It's a way to do the life, even for the others, but it's not the life. Architecture is very good, but it's not all the life. But when you have children, at the same point, we have also dogs. Two or three, or something like this.
Two or three?
Three, mostly three. And then you see that you have a lot of things. And after, I love music. And this is not only architecture. We are doing also a lot of design. She did a lot for Armani.
But it's still that you work together, you live together, you know, so you are all together, like all the time. So that could be the
question. Yeah, that is... We like to meet each other, to see if she doesn't see me for a few hours. She called me. Everybody leave. You decide to leave with or without, in which way.
Can you say that what architecture give you? That's kind of the positive question. And what maybe take it from you, like in a very negative way?
When I was a young guy, I said I play with this and this. And my dream was to be an artist. No, I want to be artist, painter. I started with the painter when I was 18. And after I started to the school, I started to work like artist always. And the school, our architecture, I didn't like. I discovered architecture when I had the 30 years. But I did all the examination. All. Exam, why? I didn't want to be in the school too much because I want to be an artist. But my mother say, say, okay. My mother was professor of philosophy. Then she asked me, what is your branch in the university that you prefer? I say, I don't want to go to university. And after I say, no, no, you have to go. Say, what do you want to do? I say, philosophy. She say, architecture. Then architecture give me after. I discovered architecture when I was after three years mostly. I was working in Copenhagen and in Larsen. I discovered one guy was Woodson. Then I said, if they do this, I could like this. I could do this. I love
like Sydney Opera, right?
Yes, okay. This I love.
Okay, okay.
For that time, mm-hmm. I work in this office.
Really? Okay. Yes. For Jon Utzon?
Yes.
Okay. But let's back to the question. What it gave you?
And after I discovered too, the way that with architecture I can have an expression, more complex expression. I can do like a sculpture. Sculpture which you can live inside. This was good. Then what I lost? I lost... during the period of 68, political period, I want to do revolution, really.
Uh-huh. Really?
I want to change the world. I don't want the war, the Vietnam War. I want to want that some people is very rich, some people are very poor. And then in some way I was so involved in architecture that I could not till the end of this. Then I lost something, I earned a lot. But my dream, really dream, was art. And architecture could be, but even change the world. Architecture cannot change the world. Can do better the world, but never change the world.
If you could start again, okay, to do architecture, would you choose to be again the world-known architects to do the big projects all around the world? Or would you choose to be more humble to make the smaller project maybe? What would you choose and why maybe?
I don't want to change. I prefer to touch the world. I am so curious for the world. I cannot be like there is a lot of good architects that can do a project very well. Very good details, can live in the mountains, someone. Oh, but I like to see, to watch, to meet people, to have an idea that I am part of the world, and the world has to be part of my life.
Let me thank you very much to be part of
thank
this
you.
Podcast and find the time for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Next time, you are welcome in Roma.
Thank you very much.